Chapter 1, Section 2, Getting Things Straight. When you stop and think about it, it's entirely reasonable, indeed, just plain logical, to take a few hours out of your entire life to gain an understanding of the Bible. After all, the Bible has some very profound things to say about life and about death. For centuries, it has been a bestseller. Anyone who claims to be the least bit informed should understand its basic content. Unfortunately, the Bible has fallen into disrepute, not because of what it says, but because some very prominent men and women who claim to follow the Bible have made some of the worst choices in life. Even the message of the book has been attacked at times, often by well-meaning people who have never taken the time to really understand what it says. But the Bible has not changed, and despite what the hypocrites or critics say, it does make good sense to know it for yourself. For your own peace of mind, for your own life and death's sake. The key to understanding the Bible is to build from the foundation up, a very simple educational concept. You don't start children in kindergarten by teaching them algebra. Rather, you begin with basic numbers and move from the simple to the complex. If you skip the fundamentals, even rudimentary algebra will be beyond your grasp. It's the same way with the Bible. If you neglect the foundations, your biblical understanding will incorporate some unusual ideas, resulting in the primary message being confused and misunderstood. In this book, we begin with Bible basics and move towards the more complex. Each chapter builds on previously gained knowledge. I am confident that you will understand each section, but if you don't, let me encourage you to listen to it again until it does make sense. Though far from comprehensive, this book does cover key biblical events, enhancing understanding by stringing them together in logical sequence, like hanging clothes spaced apart on a clothesline. The gaps on the line can be filled in later if you wish, after you have the overall picture. Though this clothesline of comprehension does not cover every story, the events we do study will tie together in one continuous message. If you are typical, by the time you have finished this book, the Bible will make remarkable sense. Whether you believe it or not is entirely up to you. I sincerely hope you will, but that is your choice. My job is to help you understand it clearly. The Bible addresses many different subjects. One might compare it to a cookbook with its many diverse recipes. Traditionally, the Bible has been broken down into topics such as God, angels, man, and prophecy. The intention was to create better understanding, but one needs to be careful. Some people, finding certain similarities between topics, attempt to combine the ideas, often resulting in a distortion of the original meaning. It's like jumping from a pickle recipe to a pie recipe because they both share the initial letter P. If you start with the pickle recipe and end with the pie, you will bake the pickles until they are well browned. Pickles and pie may both have the letter P, but combined, they make bizarre food. In the Bible, if you unintentionally leap from one topic to another, you will end up with distorted beliefs. The mixing of various topics is one of the contributing causes as to why we find so many different church groups, religions, and cults that, to a varying degree, hold the Bible as their book. The pie has been mixed with the pickles. In some cases, the confusion is minor. In other situations, the confusion has had catastrophic results. In this book, we will focus on one major topic. This subject is the most basic theme in the Bible, and once you understand it, the Bible will make profound but simple sense.